For a sense of how some U.S. cities are responding to the terrorist threat, we called the police chiefs of Miami and Seattle today. Gil Kerlikowske in Seattle, and in Miami, John Timoney, who says he is beefing up security measures for Wednesday's 4th of July celebration.
The other resources, from the bomb squad to the plainclothes detectives and then additional police officers, really is in light of what's been going on in the last week.
And Chief Kerlikowske in Seattle, is there a visible increase in police presence there?
Not a significantly visible increase. We are certainly aware of what's happened in the UK, and our personnel are much more aware of the suspicious vehicle issues and what to be on the lookout for, particularly for those vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices. But we have also increased our ability with surveillance equipment to detect different types of threats, chemical, biological, etc.
Specifically in the area of airport security, given what happened in Glasgow, is there more to be done? Chief Timoney?
Well, I'm not so sure how much more you can do without really bringing the air travels to a complete close. And so, you know, that they will ramp up, but my sense is you can't continue that for any great period of time without some objective evidence that something's going to happen. So clearly, over the next couple of days, you'll see, you know, more police officers out there. You'll see more cars being screened. You'll see lines being longer. But I don't think it's feasible to continue that ad infinitum. It just becomes too much of a strain.
Chief Kerlikowske, what do you think?
Well, I think one thing that we learned from Glasgow is that the bollards, those very heavy devices that can actually block vehicles from coming into locations. And since 9/11, lots of icons and airports and other places around the country have been surrounded by those. They actually appeared to have worked in this particular case. But I think John's right. There really is a point that we can only do so much.
Gentlemen, you're both chiefs of police in major port cities, and we all know that there's been a lot of concern about security at the nation's ports. Would you say that's highest on your list of fears in terms of terrorism where you are, John Timoney in Miami?
Well, not just the ports, the entire waterway. I realized when I first got to Miami 5 years ago how vulnerable this whole area is. When you see it from a chopper and you look at the canals and tributaries coming in from the ocean, and then you look down and you see literally tens of thousands of boats, white boats, they all look alike. It's hard to discern one from another. And as you're well aware, we have a constant problem here with human smuggling and folks coming from, you know, from Cuba and Haiti that actually managed to penetrate, come up the Miami River. Noticing that and recognizing that, we have over the last 3 or 4 years, along with the Coast Guard, really enhanced security.
And Chief Kerlikowske, what about the ports in Seattle?
Well, I don't think there's been any significant increase in the port greater than in anything else in the city. The port is entirely contained within the city. It is, if you've been to Seattle, right in the downtown area with high rises. We have the largest passenger ferry system in the United States. So our harbor unit has been much more highly trained. We have much better communication and cooperation with the Coast Guard. But as John exactly said, it wasn't that long ago that we had 18 people smuggled inside a container that all came right into the port.
And do you feel like you have the resources you need? Have the federal funds been made available for you to take this on in the way that you'd want to, Chief Kerlikowske?
Well, I think I've mentioned in the past that this is a perfect storm issue. Cities and states have not done as well financially, and so therefore it's been difficult. The federal government has greatly reduced grants and assistance to local law enforcement over the last several years, but they've also at the same time increased our responsibility, asking us to do more in this protection against the terrorist threat.
And Chief Timoney in Miami, do you have the resources that you need?
Well, listen, everybody could use additional resources, but the facts of life are there has been a noticeable withdrawal, if you will, among the FBI and other federal agencies from the assistance of local crime fighting. We still have local crime, and in some cases, in some cities, crime going up without the assistance that we received from the feds during the 90s.
Well, John Timoney and Gil Kerlikowske, thanks very much to you both.
Thank you.
Good.
We were speaking with John Timoney, Chief of Police in Miami, and Gil Kerlikowske, Police Chief in Seattle.